Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, Hurricane Harvey hit hard. It flooded the city of Houston. But guess what? Our president and our vice president and their wives and our leaders are going down immediately, beginning to work together and take care of the victims of Hurricane Harvey. As a matter of fact, we're going to join the Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen, as they're going down and sharing the vision, the love, and the caring, and all the federal resources with those in Houston. Let's join them now.
President Trump often reminds us that we are one American family, that when one hurts, we all hurt. We stand together in difficult times. Those who at this very hour are continuing to put themselves in harm's way to rescue people and deliver them from danger. They and you have inspired the nation, and we commend them. I think Karen and I today were most inspired by the volunteers. To see the outpouring of compassion and concern was deeply inspiring to us. And every American should know that even in this difficult time, this disastrous storm, that the very best of the people of Texas and the very best of the people of America is shining forth. On behalf of the American people, with the leadership of President Donald Trump, to the people of Texas, we are with you today, we will be with you tomorrow, and we will be with you every day until this great state and these great communities recover and rebuild to be even better and stronger than ever before.
That's so encouraging to see Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen and Governor Greg Abbott, the great governor of the great state of Texas. He's just such a compassionate man and standing up for the Constitution and protecting his state and being there, all these resources. As a matter of fact, I believe that he and the president were on the phone, and it's like 15 seconds prior to Hurricane Harvey hitting. After it hitting, they declared a national emergency and provided the federal funds immediately started coming there. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear, this is actually a pictorial moment of President Trump and his wife, First Lady, going down to be able to love and feed and care and just comfort those in Hurricane Harvey. As a matter of fact, let's take a look. I'm dead.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless
so encouraging to be able to see President Trump and his wife Melania loving and meeting each of the citizens' need in Texas that's suffering such great loss. I mean, think about it. Everything you have, just like this prophetic dream I shared in the previous program, is just flooded out. What there's no way you can get away from it. But guess what? All these resources are coming in. Our president merged and helped out with the local state government and the local governments, and they're all working together to meet the needs. When you see your president and your first lady, you know, hugging and feeding and loving and kissing the children and just being there for them, it just makes you feel good, doesn't it? Isn't it good to have a leader that cares about our country, that cares about us when we're in difficult times? And it was so encouraging to watch the people of Texas just hug our president and just thank him and want to get a selfie with him and all that kind of stuff. And the real story is America's heart is good. People in America are good. It's the people that have the control over some of the media that's saying some things. But the most of us, hey, it's like Dr. King said, I believe the heart of the people, most of America, is good. We just got to get to them. And now you're seeing the heart of real kindness. Well, not only did Hurricane Harvey hit Texas, but we had Hurricane Irma came right after that and hit Florida. It was scheduled to be a Category 5 when it hit the land. But guess what? We prayed, God honored that prayer and cut it down to what? But it still did massive damage to Florida. But guess what? Governor Rick Scott, President Trump, First Lady Melania, they all went down there to be able to meet their needs, to be able to go to them, and to be able to provide all the resources they can get. As a matter of fact, let's join them now. Is that not encouraging to see what's taking place in Florida? I mean, you think about all the things that are going on right now. And we're going to go to the UN. We're going to hear what the speech the president gave, the first speech that he gave, and see some meetings that he had, including a meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. But guess what? Even in the midst of all this, he still even went back to Florida again to make sure that the citizens of Florida were taken care of. As he and Governor Rick Scott and the First Lady Melania were together to make sure that every need was met, including the Secretary of Health. It's amazing how this cabinet, these leaders in Washington, D.C., that America actually selected this president to be able to select these leaders. It's because in the first 100 years of our nation, it's the first time in 100 years that they have a Bible study going on in the actual cabinet, the White House cabinet. They're seeking God. God is really helping us out at these very, very difficult times. Let's join again. He went back to Florida with Governor Rick Scott, with First Lady Melania, to be able to see what needs that was had in Florida. Check it out. Is that not encouraging? Look at everybody's needs being met. The country's working together. The government that you pay for, that your taxes pay for, they understand that they're here to serve you and meet your needs. I mean, think about it. I remember when we went through Hurricane Ivan, but for a president to show up and the first lady to be in the food line to be able to give you food, I mean, that's an amazing thing that's taking place. Medical, they had a hospital, portable hospital that just got set up in Florida, and vault doctors are coming from the New England area, and they're setting up a whole hospital that can serve, it's out of tents, but it can serve 200 people a day, and they're volunteering their time to come down. America is so kind-hearted. The people in America, it's amazing what they're doing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.